What's up, everybody? C Sharp, G Bull, Nova Russo here. You already know what's popping. I'm back with the 69th episode, you know. It's on a Saturday. Just had work yesterday. But guess what, though? Got an update for you guys, you know. Got my hair done, as you all know. My hair is actually, like, real long now. I don't know if y'all knew that, but it is. So, I feel like that's a good thing because, like, thinking of my hair as, like, a source of great strength. A hair can definitely represent that, you know. My strength will be all the obstacles and all that. It's long, you know, so it has that great correlation, that great representation, should I say, you know. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to explain to you guys about this episode. This one is going to be about just some things that, I'm going to title it Individuality for a reason. But I have to explain something to you. So you may not all believe in horoscopes, but I mean, it's not necessarily that I believe in them, but I just read them. But a lot of them every time correlates to my life. And it's not something that I just want to hear because I know I've heard it from some people before. Heck, even in person, some people have told me, they have even been like, oh, well, you're just saying that because you want to hear that stuff. No. It really, like, is true. So I'm going to read you something off of the horoscope that I printed out. And it says, the whole time, I'm gonna read the whole thing. Okay, starting from right here. You have a whole lot more power and influence than you realize with the situation that has left you feeling out of the loop. That should become apparent this week when someone turns to you for answers or information and when others begin to seek you out for guidance. This may come as a revelation, but you have had this power all along, Virgo. You have just not claimed it. Take up the reins and be the leader. You have the charm and the wisdom to be. Your subconscious mind may be at work on a dilemma you are facing. You may receive hints of this through your dreams or through thoughts that come to you randomly. You don't necessarily have to tune into this intensely. Just accept that this matter is being worked out and that what you will need, just accept that this matter is being worked out and that what you need will come through this process. An idea that occurs to you this week could be the seed of something really big, something that could become the source of great financial security in the future. So treat it as such by taking actual steps to take it further. So, you know, it says that. And another thing it says after, notions of how you think things should be versus how they actually are with the family situation may come up for review this week. Go easy on yourself, for you will find satisfaction when you accept things as they are. And now me, with my individual self, I usually am talking about some things and going so hard on myself, but that's only because I care so much and I strive to be the best man, not even man, the best person that I can be, more importantly. So that is why, you know, that is the key reason. And I love that. I do. I love it all because it can just show me where in areas I need to improve. And sometimes my mom and my twin brother, they keep me in check. They tell me areas that I need to improve on. And that is something that I love about individuality. It makes me want to check my own self, my individual self. Not anyone else. Not my cousins. Not my mom. Not my brother. I mean, not my twin brother. Not anybody. Heck, not even my other brothers, too. And that goes for any man or any woman in this world, which mean brothers and sisters, you know. And something that, you know, that was also on my mind too, everyone's individuality is so important to the point of that I get it's made people lose sight of knowing that they are an individual. They think that just because they're the same color, that they're the same person. So yet they have to say and have these different comments and have these different possessions that they want to stick people and claim people to. Yes, we have the same skin color, but it doesn't mean that we are the same. You know, it's just like, for example, today, or really any time, you know, for example, I always hear people always saying that, why the blacks keep doing that to each other? It's not even about the blacks doing it to one another. It's why someone would want to do that to anybody at all. Like, it's the concept and the morals behind it. But this world now has become such an immoral place that people are so used to it, they don't know the bigger picture of morality. They want to know about immorality. Instead, keeping this whole spiral dance, we like to call it, life in the loop. They want to make it harder on ourselves and make us work harder instead of not work smarter. They want to make us work harder with their actions, the way they talk to people, the way they treat people, what they said, how they did it, what they do, etc., 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 etc. However you say that. I've always heard the teachers always, and that's another thing. The individuals that always say, etc., etc., I never really got that. Is it etc., etc., or etc., etc.? I don't really know, and that might be something funny. Seriously, because it's like, literally, I can make some thoughts I used to think as a kid, part two, because I know I made an episode about that in some of my earlier work. But I can make a part two to that. Now that is individuality, because I did that myself. That is something that I can consider individuality right there, because, you know, I do that all the time. I do a lot of things myself. I go for my walks myself. I think about my creations myself, which is a part of individuality, excuse me, because you are inside of your own mind, of your, you have your creations right there for how they are, right? You know, you have your creations, you have your dramas, individual dramas within yourself. Trust me, trust and believe. I'm not afraid to say it. I have my individual dramas within me, to where I'm telling myself all the time I'm not good enough and I need to be better than what I am, but not realizing sometimes that I am just doing just fine, really. And people, and sometimes I realize that some people will kill to have the drive that I have, but I lose sight of that sometimes, and I just gotta always remind myself that I'm a fighter. For me, as an individual, I always tell myself that. Now that is an individuality statement. It is. Because if you have all that, you keep it. And like I said, nothing's perfect. I've said it in my previous episodes. You just gotta hear me out and see the bigger picture. Everything I say is for a reason. It all correlates. It does. I promise you. You just gotta put all the pieces together. It's like a puzzle. I believe I said that in a few episodes ago. I believe I always tell myself throughout the day, and you should tell yourself too. Tell yourself as an individual every day in the morning that you, it's a puzzle, that you're gonna figure out the puzzle and you can't be broken, and that you're gonna continue fighting no matter what, and you're gonna figure out an answer. Because there's always an answer to everything. Whether it's you unfortunately passed away, that's an answer. But not every story ends happy. And that's just something that I have learned as an individual. And once you learn that, your individuality character will get much better. You will be more realer with yourself. Like, being more real with yourself is way better than telling yourself a bunch of phony, indigestible, sordid lies, you know. So that is just something that I'm really glad about. Because if I'm glad, if I'm glad about not having lies being told to my mind. It's not gonna trick me. Because to be honest, I'm like, not to sound corny, this is not Halloween. I'm not here for tricks, you know. Even then, I'm not here for tricks, but that's making me even want to be more sick, you know. So, how you doing, man? You know, he didn't speak, but I know I was loud enough. He didn't speak, but that's his loss. And that's the individuality within himself. Because the truth of the matter is, I don't want to have my individuality as ignorant, as some black people would say before, which it really does. The word N-I-G-G-A, I can't say it, but the word N-I-G-G-A really means ignorant. So technically, if I or somebody else didn't have any filter right now, I would say it. I mean, I don't have a filter because I say the truth no matter what, but there's a difference between having no filter versus not wanting to offend some people that are watching, because I'm so empathetic that I know how it feels to be offended, and I would never want to offend anyone else. You know, we all make mistakes, but I'm just taking further precaution because of how I am as a man and as my own person. So, it's a beautiful day out, and my twin brother this morning was telling me, so I'm wearing steel-toe boots walking outside, and I'm wearing black and white sweatpants, polyester, not cotton, polyester, and I'm also wearing a zip-up hoodie. But the thing is, I don't have anything up under it. And it feels good after I have to wear. Sometimes you can wear that and still not be hot at the same time. So that's how it is right now. Me as an individual, I dress like this, and that's okay. Anything people do is okay. It just matters if you are just staying within yourself and not harming anyone else, because you are who you are. And no one can change it. So that's something else I learned today. You know, like for instance, with my hair. Do you think I really give a care what anyone says about my hair? Sometimes. I do. Sometimes. But in the all midst of it, they can't change me. They didn't pay to get this done. They didn't think my creations. They didn't have my mind. Or should I say, they don't have my mind. No one has my vision. And it's vice versa. It's not just me trying to tell anyone else what they don't have in mind or what they can't do. It's vice versa. I can't of anyone else. And that's whether my mom, my sperm donor, you know, my twin brother, and my other offsprings. Not my offspring, but my offspring mates, because they're my brothers and sisters, should I say. Everyone is technically offspring mates. We all came and exist from one another because we are from the ground. And that is something I know about individuality as well, you know. But twins, me and my twin brother are twins, obviously, but we have our own individuality, not only because we look different, but we were in two different, not only because we were in two different sacks. No, not because of that, but because of the people that we are, and not just because of terms of numbers of social security, you know, because we all got different social security numbers, but just people, what our purpose in life is, that is the soul meaning, my soul meaning of individuality, what your purpose is. Everyone has a role, and that's what we got to play, but people's like thought of that, you know. And I'm going to tie back into the whole all lives. You know, people want to say just the blacks, and some Caucasians want to say just whites. No, it's not either or, you know. It's the moral behind it that the people have to get, and it's the concept that people fail to realize every time. God, that is why I call upon your name, man, because that is why that this saw keeps happening. It's really why. It's really why. Because it's not back above. I'm not back in the bus though, but I just walked around it. This is why, because, you know, someone just wants to say, why is it safe? Why is a black man doing it to another black man? You want to know what this is about? No, it's not just about a black man doing it to a black man. This is about, oh, why is someone wanting to do that to someone, you know? It's about that. You got to think about it like that, because when you think about it like that, not only are you having individuality within yourself, but you're having that empathy to think about it if you were in the other person's standpoint. So that is where I'm coming from in terms of individuality. Thank you. So I'm just going to end right here today, and it'll definitely be a part two to this, because I can keep going on and on, people. And look where I am right now as a person. And where I was a few years ago, I wasn't who I really was because I cared about what others think of me. I never cared in the first place, man. Do you think I honestly care now? With all due respect, nope. Because I am who I am, and no one can change me. And there's nothing anyone can do to make me go back to who I was back then. Because I can take my own ground. And when you tell yourself that, you're fine. Thank you all for listening. And I hope you all obtain this and apply it to your lives as well. Because once you tell yourself these things, and once you start realizing what your role is and your purpose, everything just plays out. Attain it and do it. Be blessed, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters.